So, as Chef Sri Vishnu narrative, if you've got broth, which is from meat or fish, vagrisim or ground beans, vachalav or milk, all of these things are considered liquids, so long as they have not congealed. And bismansham mashke tofayach, as long as they are liquid that moistens. So some say moistens mean if you touch it, let's say you touch it with your hand will become wet. And other opinions say your hand has to become wet enough that if you touch something else, it will transfer the impurity, transfer the liquid again onto something else. And therefore, they would fall into the rabbinical injunction that if they become impure, they become impure to the first degree because they're considered liquids. Kashu, if they, after becoming impure they congeal, so they no longer moisten anymore. Harei elu shnayim. Now the solid, the congealed mass will be considered impure in the second degree. And why? Because as it's congealing, it's touching the liquid that hasn't congealed yet, which is first degree impurity. So the first degree is going to make the solid mass second degree impurity. And sorry, important piece of background that if that wasn't the case, since it's changed status, it loses its impurity. So if it wasn't touching it, then it would lose its it would lose its impurity. But because as it's congealing, it's touching the liquid's going to transmit back to it, and it's going to become a second level. Chazru, what happens if it then, now it's a congealed mass, and it's second degree impure, and it subsequently turns to liquid again. So what happens over there? It says the Mishnah kebeitzim mekuvan, if the congealed mass is exactly an egg's bulk, tahor, so it will become pure, because when it turns back to liquid, it's becoming it'll change of status, and the change of status will purify it. But as it's changing, we'll see now that the solid mass, in certain cases, will transmit impurity back to the liquid. But it can't do that if it's just a kibbutzah, because a kibbutzah is the right amount to transfer impurity. As it loses a little bit of its liquid, it's no longer a kibbutzah, so it can't transfer impurity back. And obviously, if it's less than a kibbutzah, all the more so. Yosem a kibbutzah, but if the congealed mass is more than an egg's bulk, tameh, then the liquid will become impure. Shekevan shiatzah tiparishana, because as the first drop, goes off it, becomes liquid, nitmeis bekebeitzer, it will be rendered impure by the egg's bulk. So as it's going from solid to liquid, as the first drop of liquid goes off, that first drop of liquid is touching an impure solid, and the first drop of liquid will become impure, and therefore as the whole thing melts, it's going to become impure.